Today we gather to celebrate Trinity Sunday, a day dedicated to contemplating the mystery and majesty of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity is one of the most profound and foundational truths of our Christian faith. It may be challenging to fully grasp, but it is essential for us to understand and appreciate the nature of God and his work in our lives. Our focus today is on four main points: the unity of the Trinity, the distinctiveness of each person, the practical implications for our lives, and the power and the presence of the Trinity in our lives. The unity of the Trinity. Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4 says, "Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord alone." This verse from Deuteronomy is known as the Shema. It's a foundational declaration of the oneness of God. The Bible consistently affirms that there is only one God. Yet, within this oneness, we find the mystery of the Trinity, one God in three persons. The Hebrew word for one here is Eshad, which implies a composite unity. It's the same word that's used in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24, to describe the union of a man and woman in marriage, two individuals becoming one flesh. This gives us a glimpse into the complex unity of the Trinity. God is one in essence, yet three distinct persons coexisting in perfect harmony and unity. R.C. Sproul put it like this: "The doctrine of the Trinity is not a contradiction, but a mystery. A contradiction would be saying that God is one in essence and three in essence, or one in person and three in person. A mystery is something that's beyond our full understanding, but is not irrational." Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. "Therefore go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." In the Great Commission, Jesus instructs his disciples to baptize in the name, singular, of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, emphasizing the unity of the Godhead. Think of a musical chord where multiple notes are played together to create a harmonious sound. Each note is distinct, yet together they produce a beautiful unity. In the same way, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct, yet they exist in perfect unity as one God. Or consider the metaphor of a three-stranded rope. Each strand on its own may not be very strong, but when braided together, they form a powerful and unbreakable bond. The Trinity, while three distinct persons, together form the unbreakable essence of the one true God. The distinctiveness of each person. John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you." Jesus speaks of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit as distinct persons, each with unique roles. The Father sends the Son for our redemption. The Son accomplishes our salvation. And the Holy Spirit applies this work in our hearts. In this passage, Jesus differentiates between himself, the Father, and the Holy Spirit, highlighting their distinct roles in the divine plan. The Father sends, the Son mediates, and the Holy Spirit indwells and empowers believers. This distinctiveness does not divide the Godhead, but rather shows the rich relational nature of God. A.W. Tozer once said, "We must remember that the Trinity is a mystery that we can hardly hope to comprehend. Nevertheless, we must take God at his word and worship him as he is revealed to us in the scriptures." How is he revealed? John 1 verse 14. "So the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son." This verse speaks of the incarnation of the Son, distinct in his role and yet one with the Father. Consider water in its three states: liquid, ice, and steam. Each state is different, yet it is the same substance, H2O. In the same way, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct, yet they are one in essence and nature. Perhaps another helpful analogy is the sun. The sun itself is like the Father. The light it gives like the sun, and the warmth we feel like the Holy Spirit. Each has a different function, but they are all part of the same entity. There is no illustration that I can adequately use that will enable us to fully grasp the nature of our triune God. The practical implications for our lives. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Paul's benediction encapsulates the practical outworking of the Trinity in our daily lives. The grace of Jesus, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit are all integral to our Christian experience. This verse demonstrates how each person of the Trinity interacts with us. The grace of Jesus saves us, the love of the Father sustains us, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit empowers and guides us. Understanding the Trinity enriches our worship, it deepens our relationship with God, and enhances our spiritual growth. Preacher and author Timothy Keller remarked, "The doctrine of the Trinity is the most practical doctrine because it shows that ultimate reality is a community of love." Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. This verse highlights the access that we have to the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. It shows the interconnected work of the Trinity in our salvation. If you think of a relay race where the baton is passed seamlessly between runners, each runner has a distinct role, yet they work together towards the same goal. And in our spiritual race, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work in perfect harmony to bring about our salvation and our sanctification. Consider an orchestra. Each musician plays a different instrument with a unique sound, but under a conductor's direction, they produce a harmonious symphony. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit work in concert to create a beautiful symphony of redemption and transformation in our lives. The power and presence of the Trinity in our lives. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27. And the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. For example, we don't know what God wants us to pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings that cannot be expressed in words. And the Father, who knows all hearts, knows what the Spirit is saying. For the Spirit pleads for us believers in harmony with God's own will. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. He is our helper. He intercedes for us and empowers us to live according to God's will. This demonstrates the ongoing active presence of the Trinity in our daily lives. And here in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27, Paul explains how the Holy Spirit assists us in our weakness, even when we don't know how to pray. The Spirit intercedes on our behalf, aligning our prayers with God's will. This highlights the intimate involvement of the Trinity in our spiritual journey. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "Without the Spirit of God, we can do nothing. We are as ships without wind. We are useless." John chapter 14, verse 26. "But when the Father sends the Advocate as my representative, that is, the Holy Spirit, he will teach you everything and will remind you of everything I have told you." This verse reinforces the role of the Holy Spirit as our teacher and reminder, bringing to mind the teachings of Christ and guiding us in truth. Think of a sat-nav system in your car. It guides you to your destination, recalculates when you take a wrong turn, and ensures you stay on the right path. The Holy Spirit functions in our lives, guiding, correcting, keeping us aligned with God's will. So how do we apply what we've heard to our lives? Today, as we reflect on the mystery of the Trinity, let's embrace the unity, distinctiveness, and practical implications of our triune God. Let's deepen our relationship with God by spending time in prayer, worship, Bible study, seeking to know each person of the Trinity more intimately. Let's live out the Trinitarian love, reflecting the love and unity of the Trinity in our relationships. Let's show grace, love, and fellowship to others as God has shown to us. And let's embrace the mystery. We need to accept that while the Trinity is beyond from human understanding, it is a beautiful mystery that draws us closer to God so we can worship Him in awe and reverence. And friends, we need to rely on the Holy Spirit. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to guide, empower, and intercede for us in every aspect of our lives. We need to trust in His presence and in His power to help us to live according to God's will. As we go into the coming week, may we carry the grace of Jesus, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Let's live transformed lives that glorify our triune God. May God bless us. May He help us to be transformed by the truth of His word. And may we seek to understand more of who He is, each aspect of His person, and how they operate in our lives on a daily basis. God bless.